to bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, we give it away at freetalklive.com, and you actually get to control the content of the site as well. You can vote on and submit things to the site, the most voted up, make it to the top and the front of the site over at freetalklive.com. So do go get interactive. That's just one of the many features that we give to you there, all completely free. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Once again, we go to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Then Michelle's going to tell us about the E-Verify system. But first, we talk to Ted, listening in D.C. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's actually Ed from D.C.
I apologize, putting on the dance
protest. That's okay. I wanted to give you guys an update. I've got some exciting news.
Really?
Hello, Miss Seven. How are you?
You're going to talk to us about dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, aren't you?
Man, there's been talk about this every single night here on the show. This is one of the best
Whoever
promoted...
their marketing guy is, it's awesome.
Ed Wood.
This is one of the best promoted instances of civil disobedience that I think I've heard about in advance. It's going to happen tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon, noon to noon 30. It was noon to 3. I guess you guys have focused it down a little bit?
Yes, we did. We figured that this kind of thing could probably go really quick.
Yeah, they're going to make their move on you. They're going to make it right away, and it's probably a good idea. It was one of my critiques that I didn't actually speak, was that 3 hours was going to be way too long, because then you're going to have people showing up at 3 and 2 and 1, and you're gonna, that would be more likely to scatter the people that are going to show, when you want to have those folks concentrated at one time.
Exactly. Well, we sent out an email to everyone and telling everybody, making everyone aware that this kind of protest can go very quickly, and to be there at 12 o'clock sharp.
With their cameras, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, Michelle, you familiar with what this is all about?
I absolutely am. Ed is the same gentleman who was organizing the New Year's party that was going to be in New York, that was to benefit the CD Evolution Fund, that people just didn't take hold. So I'm really happy to see that this is... you know, spread like wildfire.
Well, yeah, it's exciting. I'm over at the Silent Dancing at the Jefferson Memorial Facebook event here. You've got 75 people who've indicated that they're going to show up. And, I mean, if you can get half of that number, it'll be a tremendous success. You're going to have people out there dancing silently at the Jefferson Memorial. There are going to be people with video cameras, presumably there to document. And this is all because they arrested a young lady a few years ago for doing the same thing, having some headphones in and kind of celebrating Thomas Jefferson's birthday in her own private way. And they decided to arrest her for it, and the judge backed up the state, of course. So I think it's great news. What else is worthy of mention here, Ed?
Well, you know, we did an interview this evening with Russia Today on Adam versus the Man. We did an interview with them today. And but I'd say the most exciting news, I just got off the phone with NBC. And NBC is coming tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so they are the only ones that have actually confirmed that they will be there. They wanted to do an interview with me tonight, but... unfortunately, I wasn't available. I was over at Russia Today Studios.
That is outstanding.
They called me and left a message.
Good on you for putting the word out. Did you have a media list in advance, or did you just kind of call and talk to an editor? How did you get that connection?
I just went to Google, and I searched for media.
For
and I had a list that was about a foot long of all local and national media. And we, you know, drew up a press release, and we just blasted it out to all of them and called them and just jumped all over them. And like I said, you know, NBC were really interested when I spoke to them a few days ago, and tonight they confirmed that they will be there tomorrow.
Outstanding.
They just want blood, Ed. You're aware of that, right? They just want to see activists drugged to prison.
Now,
well, you know what? That's pretty much the point of what I'm doing. It is about the First Amendment. But really, to me, what my goal is to bring out into the light of day the violence that is the state, the violence that they commit against peaceful people every day. So I want the cameras there. I want them exposed for the violent monopoly that they are.
I don't
are.
Think you're going to have a success at that tomorrow. Odds are good they're going to stand down if there are enough people there, number one. And number two, if the mainstream media is there, they're even less likely to make a move. So
just a guess.
It's my prediction based on my what limited experience I have in this realm. I don't do protests in D.C., though, so for all I know, they're going to crack some heads. From my experience, generally, if you outnumber them, they don't make a move. If you've got mainstream media, they're not going to make a move. I would say that you've probably already won this, but don't get cocky.
Do you have literature that you're going to be passing out that's related to anything other than this? Because I know that all you guys are really involved in and the Fed and other things, so are you going to use this to segue into some other sort of thing?
We sure do. We've got one, a friend of ours, Garrett Fox, a really active activist. He is going to be passing out free steak material and pork fest material.
Ah, excellent, excellent.
Right on.
I was going to ask you about that, Ed. I mean, obviously, we like to talk about the Free State Project here. Are you a Free State Project participant?
I am a Free State Project friend. I would like to come up there when I can. My ultimate goal is to be in New Hampshire eventually, but I'm not putting a timeline on it at this point.
Well, that sounds like the statement of intent. I mean, if you go take a look at the new statement of intent, it really just states that you intend to move.
You can have a ranch here where you have people go out and shoot big game on your ranch. I know
this is the biggest problem with the libertarians and the Free State Project is it's a vow, and libertarians take their word very seriously. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, it's a statement of intent. You've just stated that you intend to move. You're qualified.
You're coming up, though, aren't you?
Are you going to go to Porkfest?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, fantastic. Were you at Porkfest last year?
I was, and actually I met you, Ian, and I met Mark for the first time. It was very exciting. I finally got to meet the beautiful Miss Michelle Seven for the first time, and it was a life-changing experience. I am now a voluntarist. I am a voluntarist.
You know, yeah. We need to have like a civil disobedience roundtable now that we've got the kind of civil disobedience is cropping up now in other places, which mm-hmm. is nice to see happen because it was really New Hampshire where I first started to see that civil disobedience could even exist in the liberty movement mm-hmm. prior to the Free State Project and folks like Russell Canning and Lauren Canario, some of the earlier civil disobedience up here. I'd never even heard of anybody in the liberty movement doing civil disobedience, and now it's cropping up down in Orange County, Florida, in the Orlando area. We're seeing a major civil disobedience incident coming up here tomorrow in D.C. So maybe we can get John Kurtz and yourself together and some of the other disobedience to have a little powwow session or something. That'd be fun.
Sounds like a great idea.
Hey, good luck tomorrow, Ed. Anything else you want to share?
I just want to say thank you to you and Mark and Michelle and Jason Talley and Pete Ayer and Garrett Fox and just all the whole group, everyone just coming together and making this thing work. It's just been a couple of days and it's just exploded, and we're all very excited.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ed. Good luck tomorrow. Again, a bunch of people, probably dozens of people, will be gathering at the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. tomorrow from noon to noon 30, and they will be dancing. And they possibly could be arrested for this.
And it's silent dancing, right?
That's the intention. I mean, if somebody brings a boombox, I mean, they probably won't be able to stop them, so I don't know.
Right. Which is interesting. I took Aziza there when we were out for a conference for Future Freedom Foundation a couple years ago, and we went out to the Jefferson Memorial, and it's, it's beautiful, and it's something to see. But, there was screaming. There were kids there on doing their field trips and things, mm-hmm. and they were running around and yelling and, commotion. So I guess I didn't get the backstory on why was it the dancing itself or the noise or the irreverence?
There wouldn't have been much noise involved because she had her headphones in when she was arrested.
I see.
So I think it was just simply
they're really
the fact
not
that
clear. It was done.
She wasn't a child, so it was easier to pick on her.
It was mm-hmm. weird, and that's really what it's all about. Kids running around and screaming is common. Mm-hmm. A few people.
She was hip thrusting.
A few people going at midnight on a Saturday night to celebrate Thomas Jefferson's birthday by doing some expressive dancing. That's weird. That's mm-hmm. why they went after it.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. You can take control of these airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. We've got news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first. If you are on our news updates list, you can go and get signed up and follow us in whatever way works best for you. Perhaps you prefer email or Twitter or Facebook. We've got all three of those delivery options for you, and they're all free, of course. So go to news.freetalklive.com to go get signed up for free. That's news.freetalklive.com. Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. So, Michelle, you wanted to talk about the Vera... What was it?
E-Verify. E-Verify.
Well, you said VeriCheck before.
Right.
Is that something different?
I misspoke, yes.
Okay, E-Verify is what I was thinking you were going to tell us about. And we've heard about this. It's been kind of floating around out there for a few years. We talked about it years ago when they first originally put it forward, and they created what it was called at the time, a voluntary program.
Right.
The federal government introduced this E-Verify system, which is some sort of a electronic system where when you are an employer, if somebody is applying for a job, you must run, well, if you're volunteering, you volunteer to run their information through this system.
Initially, it was for federal employees only, and then it became, and then it was for federally contracted employees who are civil employees, and then, so, I mean, it just keeps expanding.
And then, the when I had heard about it, it must have been after that, because when I heard about it, it was a voluntary program for any business at that point. And I know that Dunkin' Donuts, for instance, was all proud of how we're E-Verify, you're Dunkin' Donuts. And so there are a number of businesses that have kind of jumped on this police state bandwagon where they're checking identification and checking potential employees against a federal database. And so there are all kinds of reasons why this is a really bad idea.
Well, legislation passed yesterday for Arizona making it mandatory for all businesses. And in the event that they don't comply, then they'll have their business license revoked.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And this
they're calling it the business death penalty.
This passed through the governor. This is like a done deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Republicans are celebrating this. And it made me, what made me think of it was,
because they're fascists.
Earlier, yes, Mark, you were making the comment about how they're, you know, Arizona and that they are, have reduced, the Republicans have reduced their constituency because they're
intolerant,
intolerant of Hispanics and what have you. And now you...
Oh, no, Michelle. Right. No. We love immigrants. We just love legal immigrants.
Right.
I'm not a racist.
If you have to go to a Republican rally and you just take a look around, you'll find that there's a, you know, there's a dearth of sort of the variety of people.
Mostly white guys.
It has that tendency. And I'm not saying that the average Republican's a bigot. I'm not saying that.
No.
But what I am saying is that...
Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger had sex with a Mexican and got her pregnant, so obviously he's... And she was a maid. So
I don't
He's not economic... he doesn't believe in any socioeconomic or racial bigotry.
I'd have to say
Republicans
that...
Republicans will say he's not a real Republican.
The average bigot will still have sex with somebody of a different race, okay?
Okay.
So I really don't think that means anything. But the point that I'm going to make here is that black people tend to think of the Republican Party as the party that the KKK votes for. And I suspect that members of the KKK, when they vote for the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that would tend to be the case. I would say also that Mexicans and people of sort of Central American descent believe that many Republicans think that maybe they're illegal and don't like their relatives that are illegal or whatever. And it gives them the impression that, well, maybe if I want my family and friends to come to this country, I should vote Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gay people, they know who they should vote for. Republican Party, whether it likes it or not, has become the party of exclusion, not the party of inclusion, and it can only die as a result. The 2010 census report just, you know, showed, look, and I'm going to talk frankly about ethnicity here. I don't really believe in ethnicity. I've forsworn my own race. I don't believe I have one.
I'm a human race.
Right, and you know, I just don't believe that these things are important. But if you want to talk about the census and its racial reports, white people are diminishing in this country. Hispanic people are increasing.
They're also crotchety. No one's having sex.
I don't know whether they're having sex or not. They're not having kids. And if the Republican Party wants to be viable, it needs to figure out a path for citizenship.
Well,
it
right
doesn't
here,
want to do that.
There's a path for citizenship. You just got to go down the INS and apply.
Yeah, go tell them you're illegal.
It's okay, but supposedly Republicans have been pro-business. This legislation is very anti-business, if you ask me. So I don't know why, by your argument, why
it's pro the businesses that love America.
Yeah, the pro-patriotic businesses.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's all about doing whatever is right for the state. And that's what fascism is.
And yeah. you tossed the word out there without an explanation. I imagine some people don't like it. But that's, in fact, what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Fascism is the state over the individual.
Right. Don't tell me you believe in individual liberty. Don't tell me you believe in business freedom if, at the same time, you are of the mindset that all businesses must pay taxes and that all businesses must act as tax collectors for the government, and that all businesses must now check the so-called citizenship status of each individual that wants to just come in and provide a service for that business and actually work for that that business.
And
outrageous.
You mentioned that when you first heard about this, it was voluntary by businesses, et cetera.
And it was our prediction that it was going to go from being voluntary to being mandatory on everybody.
I looked at several maps that have gone over, you know, since this started, and the number of states, now it's not businesses that are signing up for this, but actual states. And in California, I believe that there are nine counties that have signed up for this. Not the entire state. But
nine counties that have signed up? What do you mean by signed up? Like it's mandatory there?
It's mandatory to all businesses within that county. So it's not even a voluntary business-to-business thing. I mean, if it was a business thing, I could say, oh, well, they participate in this. I'm not going to go there. But now it's mandated by the state.
Yep.
And the legislation now is they're asking to have this be a federal for all states.
Of course they are. And it's inevitable that that's going to happen. But what business owner is going to have the courage to buck this? What business owner is going to say, wow, this is the final straw. This is it. I cannot.
Here's how they buck it, Ian. This is they're not going to do it the way you want them to do it. I'm sorry that that's the case. What they are going to do is, as many farmers have done, they're going to sell their land in the United States for whatever they can get for it. They're going to move across the border where they can get the cheap labor, and then they're going to ship the stuff in via NAFTA. This is Americans exporting jobs. This is Republicans demanding that jobs be exported from this country. The same ones that'll cry, we've got the jobs are leaving America. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because your stupid immigration
policy,
among other reasons.
And they'll blame the unions. They'll blame the unions. They'll blame employees, saying that employees, you know, want benefits that are too high, et cetera. They want too high wages. They want to this, so they have to go elsewhere, when in fact they're really cutting off their nose to spite their face with all this increased legislation and restrictions.
Not to mention that these people have to eat, drive cars, they have to eat food, they have to live in houses. All these illegals, if you want to call them that, they have to consume things. You want to solve the housing crisis in America? Open the borders, let hardworking people come here, and don't let them take a thing from anybody. To get rid of the welfare and the mandatory hospitals.
There's another little nasty side effect, besides the whole fascist aspect of this, just the reality aspect of failure of the system.
Mm-hmm.
False positives, for instance.
Right.
And I don't know what the statistics are on that, but you know that, like with the no-fly list, there's going to be names that come up as, you can't work in America, but you are a so-called citizen. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-5555. 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Michelle's head banging here in the studio. You can dial in at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there, free. Listening options, we've got them. Broadband and dial-up versions of the show. Around the clock, 24 hours a day, we're streaming the latest episode of Free Talk Live. So head on over there to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in that way. And you'll also learn more about other listening options, like our 98 great radio stations across the country that carry the show at various times throughout the week, satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, and get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com. By the way, coming up here in just a few weeks from now, the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011, the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. We're going to be there, well, I heard Michelle's coming this year. But Mark and I are going to be there. We'll be there. A lot of our other co-hosts will be as well.
Everyone except for me is going to be there.
Lots of liberty-minded people are going to be there. Ed, who called in from D.C., he's coming up. I think John Kurtz, if he's not in jail from Orlando, civil disobedience superstar from down there, is going to be there. Julian Heichlin.
Catherine Bleich.
Catherine Bleich is coming back up.
They wouldn't miss it.
And all kinds of names within the liberty movement will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But more importantly, hundreds of like-minded people will be there that you probably never heard of, but that doesn't mean they're not interesting. That doesn't mean that you won't have great conversations with them and meet new people, make new connections.
You'll
network.
Be disappointed you have to sleep.
You're camping, so for whatever reason, you don't have to sleep as much when you camp.
No, but I mean, there's just like there are conversations to be had and things to do 24/7 while you're there.
It is a busy, busy place. It's going to probably be around 1,000 people if things are similar to what they were last year, maybe a little bit better than last year. It just keeps getting better year after year. More people participate in the Agora Alley, where I think this time they're calling it Agora Valley because it's expanding. There are going to be more people that are going to be retailing their wares, whether that means stuff that they've made. you know, crafty kind of things.
George's baklava
or
is
food,
there.
Mm-hmm. Various different types of food, all of being sold without permits, without begging the government's permission, which is how business should be done.
Yep.
You should be doing business without asking the government's permission first. I know it's scary. The government's a scary group of people. They're men and women who use the threat of violence in order to force their way on others. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a time at which you can actually act as though you're a free human being. It's just the atmosphere of freedom is just so pervasive at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You just have to be there to experience what it's like. I mean, you heard Ed earlier. He said he wouldn't miss it. So
right.
You can go to porkfest.com to get registered. It's not too late. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. You can use our discount code, which is Free Talk Live, just run together with no spaces, Free Talk Live, to save yourself 20% on your registration. I believe the hotel's been long sold out. If you want a hotel room, you probably have to go to another hotel in the area down the road somewhere. I think that there are still some RV spaces available. They're being sold as regular campsites. So I'm not sure what the status of the regular campsites is, but I know they were close to being sold out the last time I checked. The event is still, it's still possible for you to get into this thing. And I think there's details on people that are going to be carpooling up over at porkfest.com and all kinds of schedule information as to what's happening. Things like the various different musical events that are happening. Family fun events will be happening. Parties like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. That's going to be happening this year again. Lots of fun stuff.
She's upset that I'm not going to come pole dance, though.
I don't blame her. So, porkfest.com, go learn more, get signed up, and come on up and meet hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and see what it's like to be around a community mm-hmm. of liberty activists. It's outstanding. So, 800-259-9231. Let's go to you. Your phone calls. Charles, listening in West Virginia. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WVTS. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind?
I'd like to say I'm all for liberty and all like that, and the government does go way too far with trampling people's rights. But mm-hmm. as far as this thing with the border, sir, don't you agree that if you let people come over illegally and they come over here and get a job and send their money back to Mexico, where even though our dollars... You know, it's in bad shape. It's still not in bad a shape as the peso. What's that doing to our country? Our dollars are going over there. Oftentimes, taxes aren't being paid on those dollars.
You have a good point. You have a good point. Can I ask you a question about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how do you feel about people that bring money in from other countries into this one? I know a lot of Arab people and that have a lot of money, and they don't earn money here in the United States. Their money is made elsewhere, and they bring it into this country. Should we also prevent them from bringing money in
for the good of their countries? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's right and just.
Yeah. I mean, should I tell my ex-husband not to spend $1 million a year in the United States, and we'll keep Juanita Conchita from sending her, you know, $4,000?
I'd also have to ask.
I'd like to get an answer first before you ask another question. Charles?
Okay. I'm not sure it's the same thing that we're talking about. What I'm talking about is people that aren't paying taxes here that live here, sending their money across the border, essentially so that their families can be, you know, they can come work for minimum wage here. Send a minimum wage paycheck back, and that's like a middle class living.
That's their money. Why can't they do with it what they want? It's their money.
I thought you supported freedom. Didn't you start
by support freedom? I do support freedom, and I love this country, sir.
Well, isn't freedom all about being able to control yourself and the money that you earn? I mean, isn't that one of the most important aspects of freedom?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The Constitution, you know, there's a correct way to enter this country, and if you're going to come over
here... So, hold on a second. So what you're saying is if you bow down and lick the boots of some bureaucrats... Then, and you jump through whatever hoops they put up for you and pay all the arbitrary fees that they charge you because it's hell getting into this country legally. But if you manage to successfully jump through all those hoops, is it then okay in your mind to send money to a family member that lives elsewhere?
I would suggest if you're going to send money to them, send them the money to here the correct way so that if you're going to come here and you truly love this country, you're going to try and build this country up.
You'll probably love this country if this country allows you to be free. And one of those ways is to support the people that you have in other countries. Plus the fact that they can't move their family over here. I mean, they'd probably love to do that, to enjoy the benefits of this place. But, you know, it's that much more dangerous to move grandma across the Rio Grande and the border fence and all that other stuff. I'm sure they'd love to do this, but you know that the government has created a situation where they can't come across. And you mentioned the Constitution. The first laws, dealing with immigration, really weren't instituted until the late 19th century, about 100 years after the Constitution was put in place. So they were actually to keep Chinamen from coming in and taking white people's jobs over in California.
About them damn Irish.
Yeah, and you don't breathe the Irish people in.
Breathe into the phone. I'm sorry. Otherwise, we're going to have to, like, turn your phone off or something.
Illegal immigration has, immigration has become far more arduous in the last two decades as far as the paperwork and the money and all the things that go into it than it ever was before. So the idea that you can compare, say, the way your family came across to the way it is now is really ludicrous. I mean, I'm not saying you were doing that. I'm just saying.
It's uninformed as to what the reality of that is.
It's just incredibly difficult.
So, yes, sir.
Any other thoughts you want to share?
No, sir. I appreciate your time.
Charles, I still have another question for you. I have another question for you if you want to stick with us here, because I didn't get a clear answer from you before. So your objection is with people who are coming here without jumping through the government's arbitrary hoops. You think that's a problem. I say people that disobey the government, as long as they're being peaceful, are heroes. But nonetheless, so you say that's a problem. So what if somebody does jump through all the hoops and pays all the fines and the fees or whatever, and they are application fees, et cetera, and they become a so-called citizen? Is it then still a problem for you for them to send their money, their extra money that they've earned, to their family members in another country?
No, sir, because at that point they're absolutely paying taxes. Which this country, you know, we're never going to pay.
What if you found out that a lot of immigrants were paying taxes?
I don't pay taxes. Should I leave?
Ooh, good question. What do you think about that one, Charles?
Pay taxes.
I don't pay income or capital gains. Should I leave?
No, man, but...
Oh, I see. I'll tell you what. Thanks for the call. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in for free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts here tonight. In this, these remaining moments, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you a lot of features there, and they're all free. In fact, the podcast, archives, etc., MP3s, those are all free for you. And now and then we tack a little something on to the end of those, Mark. They're your interview series. You've been doing them for over a year now, I think. Yeah. Not sure when you kicked that off. It's been a while.
It's been some time. This evening I interviewed Tim Cummins from... he does Verbal Surgery. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
Verbalsurgery.com. As a matter of fact, it's available on iTunes under the self-help category. It's a great little podcast. You can listen to the interview at the end of the show. If you listen to the podcast, you have to go to freetalklive.com. I think it's wait till about 11:30 tonight, and it should be available up there.
Whenever I get my button gear and get it done, yeah, it will be available.
That's about right.
And by the way, also on the website, you can see the Bitcoin logo. It's now up in the top right of the website. And go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to get there real quick. Like, and it'll give you details on how you can send bitcoins to us. Should you like to send a Bitcoin contribution into the show, you may do so. Bitcoin is kind of the hot new thing in the digital scene.
Yeah, what is a Bitcoin? A Bitcoin is kind of like internet cash. It is a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. You can learn more by going to weusecoins.org. The U.S. dollar, all the other international currencies, they're going down in value over time. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
I still don't understand what they are, though, and I am really curious. Like, okay, so you say that they're inflation-proof. You say
there's a neat video at weusecoins.org that will probably make this simple, but to try to describe it to you briefly, it's a decentralized currency. There's no bank that issues these. They exist because people want them, and they participate in this Bitcoin network where you run Bitcoin software, and each of these Bitcoin softwares are interconnected with one another. It's kind of a peer-to-peer software thing. Transactions are verified by the network. There's all kinds of security involved in this. And so
you use Federal Reserve notes to purchase
You can use whatever currency you want to purchase bitcoins. And bitcoins can be transferred with no fees. It's a really nice, currency. And it's just been dramatically increasing. Over the last few months, has dramatically increased in value.
Cool.
As compared to the U.S. dollar.
And this is international?
It is.
Exciting.
In the world.
Woo!
Yeah, and there's all kinds of neat things that can be done with bitcoins as a result of that. But we use coins.org. Take a moment. They've got a video there that probably does a lot better than we do explaining things. So, by the way, coming up here, it's Memorial Day weekend. That means we're coming to work. We'll be here doing this show Saturday night and Monday night as well. And I believe our Sunday night folks will be here on Sunday night also. So doing the internet-only show on Sunday nights. But Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition will go on as normal. Mark and I will both be here for it. And
you're not going to take a national holiday and go have a hamburger or a hot dog?
I may have a hamburger, but I'm not going to take a holiday.
Need a hamburger and still do the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly right. And, of course, we'll inevitably talk about Memorial Day at some point, and I'm sure somebody will be offended in our listening audience.
I want a beer-boiled bratwurst. That's what I'm going to have.
So let's continue here. We'll take your phone calls about what you want. Clark is listening in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Clark.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was calling in to let you guys know that the whole deal down in Texas with the TSA checkpoint thing, kind of a heated debate over that. I decided, there's a lot of people that probably think like me. I'm going to call American Airlines and let them know that I have not flown ever since they started the TSA checkpoint stuff. And
good for you.
Now, what specifically are you talking about? You're talking about just having the TSA at the airport?
Now they're going to make Texas a no-fly zone.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Well, no, they're not, because the Texas politicians backed down. So
yeah, they wimped out.
Right. The idea was that they were going to ban the TSA from molesting people, and the federal government stepped in and said, well, if you do that, we're going to make your whole state a no-fly zone. And so the senators chickened out, and they pulled the bill.
Yep. Can you imagine that, too? Because how many, no congressman or senator would be able to fly back home to Texas, not to mention none of the sports athletes or whatever. I mean, there are so many people that would require that have money. Yes. That really could have banded together on this one. It's a shame.
Yeah. I just told American Airlines, I said, look, probably one in a million would do what I do. And I picked up the phone and called them. And I said, mm-hmm. I don't intend to fly until.
Call tonight. Can't let that kind of word go on the air. But
it just barely made it past.
Yeah, he knew did. As soon as he did.
He did.
Yeah,
sorry, buddy.
Shift.
Yeah.
There has been a shift in policy as far as the TSA. You're not flying again, because odds are good this is not going to change anytime soon. Until the federal government completely implodes, I don't think the TSA is going away.
Yeah, but the thing here is sort of the unseen. The airlines don't realize how much, I don't think they even know how many of their passengers just aren't flying anymore because they don't want to get molested by the TSA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been getting progressive over time.
But the TSA doesn't care.
The TSA doesn't care. They don't make more. They're going to make just as much money if nobody comes through the line as if somebody does.
I would fly back to the West Coast at least once a month from here so I could go see my mom if it wasn't for that.
And I'd fly
I haven't flown back. I haven't flown back there since 9/11.
I'd fly more down to Florida if it wasn't just such a pain to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue with you. Your calls. Talk to John, listening in Norfolk to WTAR. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, that earlier caller, that's exactly right. I mean, simply call them, and they'll support it, because we are still a capitalist society, and if you don't support it, it will change.
Okay. Well, it will change, but it doesn't mean that the TSA is going to go away. Because don't care whether the airlines succeed or fail. They'll sit back and collect the same amount of budget every single year as the airlines begin, imploding
and airlines are subsidized. And you mentioned that this is a capitalist society. This is not a free market society, though. There's no free market.
Let them go.
Well, you got to look at what would eventually happen. If the TSA is sitting there getting their paycheck and people are not flying, then they're not collecting the taxes on the fuel that's being purchased for it, nor the tickets. So the taxes pay the TSA, and we get in the situation where we are right now. I think a lot of people have finally just come to the point, I'm not going to support it, and they simply don't.
I agree that a lot of people are coming to that point, but I the government is so terrible at responding to marketplace, sort of things going on. The TSA's budget doesn't necessarily come from the airlines as much as it comes from, the general fund.
Anyhow, it's getting better, believe it or not. The further they get into the red, the better it's getting.
Okay? The further the airlines get into the red?
No, the government. Because, see, they're looking at a situation right now where people will no longer buy the United States savings bonds simply because they've gone absolutely, completely out of control with all their programs, if you will. Anyhow, back to the USC code laws that you were talking about earlier, like read the bill statutes.
Mm.
The United States code, they're all called USC codes or acts. They do not override the Constitution for Americans. They only apply to United States citizens or individuals who haven't yet got their citizenship papers.
Oh, gosh, you're going to go there, and it's the end of the show nearly, and you're going to break my heart. Because he's going to bring up the whole citizen thing and how it doesn't apply. He just got through saying that, what about the Homeland Security and the USA Patriot Act? You're going to tell me that those acts and those codes don't apply to people who are like me, who doesn't claim to be a citizen?
Look, here it is. You're not a citizen of the United States government. All right? You're not their property. You and I, neither one of us are. We are Americans. We have all of the freedoms given to us through the Constitution.
Okay, I agree with you partially. I agree with you that I'm not a citizen.
I agree with you
that I was born on this plot of land, but I don't agree with you that a piece of paper gave me freedom. The Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow. The Bill of Rights outlines the rights that everyone has because by virtue of them being human beings, and the government is supposed to respect those rights. They were not granted rights by a piece of paper.
It's granted rights by God. It's just the men who wrote the Constitution wrote it down in words. Now, the United States government was formed to enforce all other countries to give us those rights. Their job is to make sure we have those rights. But if we become United States citizens, we become the property of the United States government.
I get what you're saying, and I don't, like I say, I agree with you. Nobody's a citizen. It's not possible to be a citizen because the government refuses to provide any kind of obligation to protect anybody. However, if you try to tell a man in a robe this, it's not going to save you from being put in a cage, and that's the reality.
Well,
and I wish we had more
probably.
Time to talk to you, dude. Call us again tomorrow night or Monday or whenever, and we can get into this further because I think there's some nuances here that we don't have time to cover right now. We'll be back tomorrow for the Memorial Day weekend edition of Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.